New York, epi tout moun ki nan Hudson, Columbia ak Green Counties, New York. Nou ka tande program sa tou sou internet la, sou site www.wjxc.org.
Ou ka rele nou tou nan nimero sa mbral ba nou, se 518-828-0290. Rete branché.
We play one part as a human being to save the world for the love of the child. I play my part as a human being to save the world for the love of the child. Please play your part.
Bienvenue sur site sur radio WJXC. Avec moi c'est Koros.
Nous dit tout le monde bonsoir. Oui, c'est
Azuke.
Happyist today.
Et Joanne, conversation with Joanne. Happyist. Happyist. Comment on dit happyist en créole?
Ah. Bonne fête.
Bonne fête Pâques. Joyeux Pâques.
Bonne fête Pâques.
Bonne fête Pâques. Heureuse Pâques. It's fun. Anyway, today is in the religious communities they celebrate Easter. And how do Haitians celebrate Easter? Yeah. This is a very interesting subject because as we grow up in Haiti, to do certain things because they have a certain food that we eat in Easter on Easter Friday or Good Friday and also on Sundays.
Okay, tell me about some of those dishes.
Before we go there, let's listen to the song.
Which one? The one for to celebrate?
To celebrate the Easter from La Cause Souvenance. It's a group of...
Okay.
Yeah. Let's listen to the song. Please.
Zoali marché, li marché, li marché.
Zoali marché, li marché, li marché.
Zoali marché, li marché, li marché.
Zo ali marché, li marché, li marché.
Ko ali marché, li marché, li marché.
Ko ali marché, la vie non me bon Dieu.
Ko marché non,
la vie non me bon Dieu.
Zo a marché non,
la vie non me bon Dieu.
Amo les albadia, on gasie,
isadorezo. Here he's saying, my life is in the hand of God.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's saying.
Nous avons des balais Kounoudje, c'est où on chantait la Cour Souvenance, côté au célèbre Pâques, et c'est song from the place in the north in Haiti, la Tibonite called la Cour Souvenance, is the Haitian, like Saint.
This is the spiritual compound known as the seat of Dahomey, best practice in Haiti. And this, and the translator, they said the bone, it walks, it walks, it walks. The body, it walks, it walks, it walks. Our life is in God's hands. And it reminds me of that line in the, when Jesus died, he said, well, now I, after he took his last breath, when in the Bible, when they referred to Jesus when he died, and he said, well, now I give my spirit to in the hands of my Father, the God, my God. When Jesus expired, and before he expired, he gave his life, he said that now I put my spirit in your hand, talking to his Father while he was on the cross. And he said that this is our life is in God's hands. So there are so many things that I see people have in common with each other when it comes to religion. But what we would like to talk about also is the food and Easter.
Yeah, let's talk about food. Yeah, I'm going to eat after this. So
this
I'd like
favorite,
to.
This is my favorite time in Haiti when it's Easter, because you really eat.
Oh, wouldn't you know it? The way to a man's heart.
But what happened is, it's not just eat. You know, this year, I remember Friday when we were eating Good Friday meal. I really thought of that, because this is a way that Haitians celebrate Easter, is by having on Good Friday, we will have rice with white bean sauce. We will have codfish or fish, and we will have salad green with lettuce, with carrots, and not much of tomatoes, but beets, red beets. Yeah. Friday, Good Friday, is the day to see all the trash everywhere, the water, everything turned red.
Yeah, well, you see, Carlene, that's a really healthy meal. I eat everything you just said, and I didn't taste it on Good Friday.
But is there a way? Because it just seems like every time they commemorate something, there is something in particular that they associate with this particular
event. Yeah, but you have to make your food too, because it's going to be like the music in the street, like the rara, like the drum, you know, like the...
Okay, Azuke, what is a favorite meal of yours?
My favorite meal?
Mm-hmm. A favorite food?
My favorite food.
Mm-hmm. And Easter? Or Easter or any other part?
I like rice and beans, and I like a seafood, you know, I like a lot of food.
And then on Sunday, Easter Sunday, then that's when they have either chicken. Now they can eat meat, mm-hmm. because all week long we can eat meat.
Uh-huh.
Then we'll have the rice with.
Now is that because of Catholicism that you can't? Because I know they changed that. I know Friday they allow
the
meat now.
Well,
or is that in your? Is that before for that before?
Well, and that's the reason I would like to learn more about this, because in the countryside they celebrate differently.
Yeah.
From the capital, from the city, so people, for a person who grew up in the capital, you will have a different way of celebrating Easter than a person who lives in the countryside, even the music that we just heard, and. From that particular song.
Was that from the countryside?
Yes.
Yes, it sounded.
This song opens with the blowing of a conch shell, which is used in Haiti to signal to people far away. The song is adapted by a New York-based band from a traditional prayer chant song at the La Cousouvenance. La Cousouvenance is the yard, particularly... not a yard, but the backyard of a house. But it's not that way. It's simply the center where everybody gathers.
It's a community.
A spiritual compound known as the seat of Dahomey based practice in Haiti. Some of it is in langage, which is a language, and translated spiritual language. The first bit contains part of the prayer jaw, which is a prayer song right after the Catholic prayers. So they
so they merge both the Catholic prayers and with their
with that, because that's the only way they can say their with
original. Mm-hmm.
And you see, this says something about that different language, the untranslated spiritual language. So that untranslated spiritual language mesh with the Catholic prayers, so everybody's in is dancing. But it's interesting to see the different ways that people celebrate, commemorate, you know, the Easter. So tell me about the Easter on the countryside.
But in the countryside, because the influence of the Christian, they're not really deeply in countryside, because the country, because most of the Catholic things, they more based in Port-au-Prince, the big cities, you
it's
know?
Concentrated in the city area. Yes. First of all, it's easier to be concentrated in that area, right? And rather than go deep into the countryside.
No, it's not that it's better to concentrate, but it's just like the people in the countryside, they're not into other religions. They're stronger into their own culture.
They hold to what they know.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, so what they know, that's what they have. And then anyone else who come with something different, you're bound to be viewed suspicious.
And meddling, yes.
You know, so because of that, they still carry it, but...
Good for
you
them.
You know, but what happened is, the religious missionaries, when they come, they go to the countryside, they offer them things that they don't have. So they still have that little entryway.
It's a carrot.
But what happened is, it's interesting to see how those people relate to what they do. Because... It's another thing that I wanted to bring to your attention, is that voodoo is a philosophy based on the principle that everything is spirit. That everything is spirit. We humans are spirits inside physical bodies. And when we die, our spirits continue on to God. You see the connection?
I relate to that until the very end. I relate to it that, you know, we have a spirit, all of us, because I consider spirits energy.
Yeah,
but
the force,
yes,
the vital
but
force.
In my philosophy, it just goes out into the universe, and it's not necessarily there a God there, but
there's a
name for anything like that. But with other religions, they do, you know. That association is correct in the way that's phrased.
Yeah, but what happened is, it is another example of how they said, Agwe. Agwe is the spirit of the sea. And that's in 58. That
right.
Proverb, yeah. So Agwe is the spirit of the sea. And how do we refer to the sea or the spirit, the energy that moves the sea in other cultures? In Spanish, they have
agua.
Agua. And
agua means water.
Yeah.
It's the water. Well, here
it's
it,
water in
it
Spanish.
It also says here it's
not spirit.
It's not but that shows you how people in the early days will refer to things. Because if they move, and everyone is the spirit that moves, so that part of the water is not science that moves, you know, the energy and the wind that moves the wave, is a spirit. So that spirit has a name. And the name is Agua. Agua.
But you know what it also says in there? That these spirits live below a watery surface that divides our world from theirs behind a mirror.
Yeah, that's
which
what
is angels
in
the
mirror.
So it's very interesting.
And another one that I found very interesting also is that Azaka Mede. Azaka is a powerful spirit associated with the peasantry, farming, and farm work. So in the countryside, you're more likely to see somebody who's working, who has a farm, or the peasant, to associate themselves with that spirit of the worker, the farmer.
And that's their sustenance. That's their whole life, of course. Yeah.
So in different ways, people are still the same. It's just the word, the term that they use to associate or to represent what they refer to in their daily lives. Now, we have that other piece that we were going to work on, you know, the for Sunday, Easter Sunday, because we have to remember that we still an Easter Sunday, you know. So let's take a break and then I'll get back to you.
Hi, this is Karen Frischkoff, hospice nurse, mom, and grandmother. When I walk down Warren Street in Hudson, I love seeing people of different skin colors and speaking different languages. Most of the time, I socialize with my family and old friends. But I also like getting together with other people to share different kinds of food, music, and experiences. 10 years ago, after 9/11, when people were afraid of anybody different, some friends and I organized a big potluck dinner where folks from the various racial and ethnic groups in our area brought together their food and music to share. It was a great event, a big social mixer, and we've done it every year since at the same place in Hudson. This year, the International Dinner and Cultural Festival will take place Saturday, April 30th from 4 to 8 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church on 4th and Warren Streets in Hudson. It's a great event for families as well as singles. Admission's free. Just bring a special dish from your own ethnic background to share. I look forward to seeing you.
This Saturday, mm-hmm. we're having goat.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Sauce. Goat with rice and beans and fried plantains. So
I love fried
they have
plantains.
To come. They yes. have to come because this is really enjoyable for the for international dinner at the First Presbyterian Church. This is a great event. Every this is the 10th yeah. year.
And WGX is
going, to be there, you know?
WGX. Oh, yes. Okay. So this is a hot time on April 30th.
And yes. Now, today, as we mentioned earlier, is Easter Sunday. And to celebrate Easter in Haiti, as we were talking about the band, how they celebrate the events that they give us an idea about what they do in Haiti during Easter, especially in the countryside.
Well, countryside is, for example, in Port-au-Prince, where I'm come from, they're more like a Catholic things. We like priests in the street, you know, like a big group of people singing, like
or they have
Gregorian,
you know, they walk the yeah. procession,
the procession, yeah. right, right.
And but then during all week long, every afternoon at 3 o'clock, people will go to the station of the cross.
Uh huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Every afternoon
but,
until.
But when I was
Friday.
When I was really discovered the other part of the Easter in countryside, you
in
know,
the countryside,
it's a Two
totally different.
Yeah, it's another ball game. You know, it's like drumming, singing, drinking, like eating. You know, it's like
it's celebrating a real celebration of life
for 1 week. Mm-hmm. You know, for when they start in Monday to Sunday. You know, if you're married with a woman, you know, she pack his bag. She left Monday to. Next Monday, you know.
So now, if I went there with you, you'd invite me up there to the countryside. Would they let me? Let me?
But you have to pack your bag.
I have to pack my bag.
But you know, where do Easter get into the Haitian African culture?
No, because of the colonization, you know, the Christian when the Christopher Columbus get down there to with Las Casas, you know, the priest. Las Casas in the Haitian story.
They demanded
the
that Catholic,
they forced the slave to practice the
own religion.
That's mean we see now we have two religions, you know, fight to each other.
But do we have do we have this practice in the African religion? Do they have Easter? How do they celebrate? Why do they celebrate it? Because if they have drumming and things like that, apparently there is a part that's connect them with that practice.
Everything countryside people do, they always have a ceremony. Like it.
And this ceremony represents the ceremony for Easter in their and this religion. What is it supposed to do? Is it celebrating? Because what happened is, one thing that I was reading, he said that if voodoo ceremonies call began when a religious community comes together to communicate with the spirit world. And the voodoo ritual is like an opera improvised to suit the problems at hand. Behind mm-hmm. each event is a long melodrama, a story about human suffering and the desire for healing. Now, for them to celebrate this particular event, this particular, to observe mm-hmm. this particular event, even though it's not, let's say that we didn't have the Catholic part of it. Mm-hmm. What will the Haitians observe?
No, the especially the Friday, they start in Friday, the Easter Friday. Like, what they do over there, they have a ceremony, like a very spiritual ceremony before, like kids, everybody around singing.
Yeah, but for what purpose? Because everything they do is for a reason. Do they have that? Est-ce que vous faites ça parce que vous avez besoin de vous célébrer même?
Yeah, but souvenance, the place called Lac aux Souvenirs is the big, like a peristyle thing.
Yeah, it's a temple.
It's a place every Haitian go to communicate to the spirit, your spirit.
Yeah.
You know, it's not some place you go in, somebody's going to do something for you, or I'm going to make you talk to my spirit. You have to do your own things.
So it's a personal
thing. Some people come up and they express what it is and let it all out.
Yes.
They let it all out. Yeah. Okay.
But what happened is, from what I have learned and from my own experience, they said that when they celebrate Easter, it's part of rejuvenation. It's a way to, just like in Haiti, just like we were reading that the spirit, when we die, our spirits continue on to God. We have a process when after 101 days after the person died, they have to, remove from the abyss of water, from the abyss. So from that moment, after 101 days, the spirit is no longer in the water. And because before a voodoo priestess died, they have a certain ceremony to send that spirit to wherever that is supposed to be. They call it the water, the abyss of water. Now, with Easter, that spirit has been transformed into the loi that they call it. So now it becomes a spirit of itself. So it is no longer in the water. So it's rejuvenated and transformed into something. Then it can protect his own family.
So what they do in the celebration is they call that spirit forth.
That's it.
Okay.
So they celebrate
purpose they need, yes, need right. that spirit to be.
So
exposed.
Now he
I'm
becomes.
Learning.
So right now he becomes part of the guardian angels of this family.
Pantheon.
Yeah, he gets into the pantheon. So Easter is celebration, the rejuvenation, the resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
So in Haiti, that also is resurrection. So we would like to play one last
song.
Yeah,
right.
So where he said that La Koukano, it's in Verret, La Tibonite. La Tibonite was the valley where Haitians grew rice. That was the rice valley in Haiti. And that was the breadbasket of the country. So Easter Sunday, this Wawa band calls themselves Yasezi, meaning they will be surprised because their friends and neighbors doubted they could form a band. After they started, they were so good, they were adopted as the personal Wawa band of Papa Diepe, a secret society emperor. But because they have titles too in that society, mm-hmm. just like in lodge, and they have the ranks. So here you can hear them animating the lacou, which is the yard or compound for Papa Diepe on Easter Sunday.
Let's play.
And
Papa
the morning, Diepe. Okay. And the morning, Wawa bands tend to sing prayer song for the loi from the voodoo repertoire. In the afternoon, the bands become silly and rebellious. The bamboo here are playing a melody which has words that go along with it. It says, "Gose bagay sa mwen pa kapab avel," which means the size of that thing, I can't do it with that. It is one of the funny sexual songs that Wawa is known for.
Okay, let's get silly.
Let's get silly. So where are we? We have come to the time now. Time is too short, so we have to say goodbye.
Yes.
So,
yes. Can I just say very quickly?
Okay.
Okay. Frohe Ostern to my German friends. Felice Pasqua to my Spanish friends. Bon Fête Pâques to my Haitian friends. And Happy Easter to my English friends. Thank you.
Perfect.
And, but I don't know. Say it. Say it.
Say it for Easter.
Shoe boys. Shoe boys. Oops, I'm wrong for my
say
language.
It. No,
say it, say it, say it, say it, say
it.
Shoe boyster. Here we go, and that starts the show next.
Perfect.
Whoops.
We play one part as a human being to save the world for the love of the child.
Catskill Community Center is hosting a volunteer open house on Thursday, April 14th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. The Catskill Community Center offers programs for local adults and youth and provides a safe space for youth to participate in recreational, educational, and creative activities.
I like the community center because I like to go in the library.
I like the room.
I like the community center because it has a gym and basketball.
I like art.
We've made pictures for the new radio station, WJXC.
I like the graffiti here. I like the library. I like to play basketball, baseball.
Basketball! Basketball! Basketball!
We always make sounds and sing songs and all that stuff.
Do our homework.
Gymnastics. Yeah, ballet.
I like the community center because the counselors are very nice.
On Wednesdays, we go to the library and we draw. We can paint and all kinds of fun activities.
It's a fun place to actually be.
The center is in need of caring adults interested in volunteering their time. Opportunities are available to volunteer anywhere from 1 to 6 hours a week. Volunteers could work hands-on with youth or behind the scenes. Volunteers may commit to helping a given number of hours per week or may sign up to volunteer on a project basis. Volunteers with specific skills are welcome to propose their own program for inclusion in the center's offerings. The open house will include light refreshments, a youth-led tour of the center, and opportunity for conversation with staff and board members. The Catskill Community Center is located at 344 Main Street in Catskill. For more information, please contact Kelly Darling at 518-719-8244.
Hi, you are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported hands-on radio for Green and Columbia counties. Hello, apnara WGXT 90.7 FM, Accra, Catskill, Hudson, Shrota Samothito radio station shunchen. Apnara, akhon bangla anushtan shunben. Dhonnobad.